Welcome to the weekly Superannuation News Wrap, your trusted rundown of everything happening in the industry. My name is Paige Estratori, presenting on behalf of Financial Services Online. Once again, we're broadcasting on this beautiful Saturday, November 29th, 2025. Pleasure to have you join us. Let's delve right into your weekly peek into the world of superannuation. Our major focus this week revolves around the outrage brewing among the industry. In a controversial twist, International Financial Acumen Group has announced an unprecedented hike in its administrative charges. This controversial increase has been met with questions from both consumers and leaders in the industry, marking a potential shakeup in the financial landscape. Experts argue that this move may push many to consider alternate superannuation providers, leading to potential market instability. Switching gears to another hot topic, the renewed push for enhancing transparency in the sector is gathering momentum. In response to the public outcry for more clarity and openness, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission has just revealed its plan to initiate tighter control on super funds. By enforcing stricter reporting regulations, it is hoped that consumers will be empowered with relevant insights to make informed decisions about their futures. As an interesting highlight, the innovative fintech, Pinnacle Direct, is setting trends in utilizing advanced technology to simplify and personalize superannuation. Their AI-powered robo-advisor is resonating with younger market segments, suggesting a definite shift in how super businesses might have to engage with millennials and Generation Z. Meanwhile, a move that has seen relief sweep across the industry, the government announced to maintain the current superannuation guarantee rate at 9.5%. This ensures a stable income security for retirees and speaks volumes about the intention to prioritize citizens' financial health. In an encouraging update from the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, the recent national survey showed that Australians aged 45 and above are increasingly focused on their superannuation planning. The data signals a positive trend towards financial responsibility and seeks to motivate others to follow suit. Lastly, we round off with a thought-provoking piece examining the future perspectives of superannuation. Last Monday's keynote speech by InterTrend Financial's head speaks to a potential future where superannuation becomes a central part of every individual's financial plan, not just a nice to have, but a need to have. That wraps up our update for this Saturday, November 29th, 2025. If you're looking to tackle your superannuation, feel free to reach out to Financial Services Online at financialservicesonline.com.au. Remember, your superannuation is more than just savings. It's your future. Till next week, this is Paige Estratori, hoping you take wise steps in securing your tomorrow today.